Today's shiur is Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, starting from the Mishnah. Birchas Koyanim Ketzad. What was the Baruch of Koyanim, the Medina, out in the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, if it means outside the base of Migdash or outside of Yerushalayim as well. Is Omer, you say, Shloisha, Shalbrach, three Baruchas. Every time you say amen between the brachas, but the Migdash, the base of Migdash, when they did Bichas Kainim, is brach achas. They made Stadi Varecha and you finished Shalom. Because in the Migdash you don't say amen. Zashi says, B'nir amen, Shalom brachas, Shalom seeking the Kainim, and possible, possible, I don't say amen, answer amen. Migdash brach achas, Vish ain't oinion on Migdash. You don't say amen in Migdash. Vain tzadik kan shum hefsik. You don't need any interruption. Rachim, if Father's Gemara, Sadi Gemara explains. By Migdash, I miss Hashem, Kiksavim. When I said Hashem's name, they said it properly the way it's written, Yudke Vavke, not the way we pronounce it today. Medina, Bikinuyah. But the rest of the place, we say Kinuyim like the way we do it today. Rashi, Bikinuyah, Yudke, Bikinuyah, Ba'alad Dalad. Bim Medina, in the rest of Israel, Koyanim, Noisim, Mesidane, they lift their hands, and they see as Kapayim, Kenegi, Kaspein, up to their shoulders. Uva Migdash, Al Gabir Hashem, above their heads. Because the Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz, which has the Eibush's name on it, he shouldn't lift his hands above that. Doesn't raise it above the tzitz. Rashi, Kenege, Kaspiseim, if Nesha Tzadich, Lesis, Kapayim, you have to lift your hands, Kemi, Bebrai, Sigmar. Of a Migdash, Lemaila, Merashayim, they've lifted above the heads. Nesha Vorchin, Esa Om, Beshem, HaMefedish, they're using the Eibush's real name, was meant to be written. Shechino, Lemaila, Mekisha, Esbeseim. And the Shechino is found above their fingers. So therefore, they lift their hands above the head. However, the Kohen Gadol does not lift his hand above. She ain't magbeil amayev and atzitz as the other, but Nesha Hashem kosel the Eibush's name written on it. Rabbi Yehuda writes, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Kohen Gadol magbeil amayev and atzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohen Gadol does lift his hand above the tzitz. Shenemar says, Vayisa al nesiyot v'lom v'echol. He lifted his hands and he benched them. The Mepharshim have difficulty understanding where do you see from there that has to be above. Some say actually he's not the one who's saying it. This is just a general proof that you do it in Seis Kapayim, lifting your hand. Says the Gemara, we learn this is how you should bless them. It has to be in Lashon Kodesh. Ato Eimer B'Lashon Kodesh. Hainu has to be in Lashon Kodesh. Ayena B'chol Lashon Emni in language. Nemakan Koyse Barachu. Nemal Haon says there by the Haragizim Haragivol. Says also the word Bracha. Eili Yamdo Levarich Esam. And Mal Haon. Just like over there, B'Lashon Kodesh. Avkan over here also is only B'Lashon Kodesh. So there also is only B'Lashon Kodesh. And that's how we learn it from. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ain't tzaddik, you don't need to learn exeter shavu. How do you aim a koyse barachu? This is how it should be done. And she gave me a beloshen as a tisay in this language. This way, Chacham hold that koy is not limiting, only kacha. Rashi even says kapayin shigbius. You then lift your hands. Said the Baruch Vayit Tan. You be learned either another brayse a koyse barachu by midah standing. Ato aim a by midah standing. Ain't no filo shir. Maybe you can sit. Never can koyse barachu. This is how you should do it. Never hal eli yamdu levare. This is by bracha. You have to stand. Standing, I've come a midah, and this is ma'akiv. If you don't stand, it holds back. You don't need that drasha. Ain't it? So you don't have to learn exactly shabbat. How do you aim it? Says lishar soi that you should serve. The Eibush took Shevet Levi. They should carry the aron, and they should serve and stand lishar soi. Said lamed lifnei Hashem lishar soi ulevarich. Said that they should serve ulevarich and bench bishmoy in his name. Mamish shodas by midah serving is standing. Afka says so. Af mevarich by midah standing. Shodas gubin on the chesiv. It says that pasuk lamed lishodas to stand and to serve. So that's how we know. Tani idol another brayse kois sevarach b'sid kapayim lifting hands. Out there is going to lifting hands. Ain't lishalay b'sid kapayim. Maybe means not lifting hands. How you not lift your hands? Nema kan kois sevarach says that's how you should lift. Nema lahalon man aron bench didin v'yisa anas yodav v'lamay yivarach benched him. And could very well be what the bracha he did because kain is mal lahalon ben sid kapayim. Just like he benched him through lifting his hands. Is Afkan ben Sid Kapayim over here also? We should through lifting his hands. Kash lil Rabbi Enison asked the question. E malahalan koin godul v'rosh chayidus v'avoidet tzibur. If you're already comparing to Arna Koyin, let's see. Arna Koyin was a koin godul, and it happened to be rosh chayidus, and it was avoidet tzibur was a carbon. So maybe that's the only time that we also do the duchnik. Rab Nosson says. Ain't a tzaddik, you don't need this exer shavad yom. It says who uvana kol yom, he and his children all the days. Makish bonav loy. So I don't care. Children like him. Ma who bin the sea the kapayim lifting his hands. A bonav bin the sea is kapayim also lifting hands. Uksiv, and it says that uksiv, it says kol hayamim. It says in the pasuk that you should serve the Eibishter who uvana kol yom all the days. I mean all the days, not only Rosh Chodesh. Iskish bracha l'shidus. And we can pay a bracha to serving. Rashi, Kasha, Rabbi Yenis, Nahar, Gzeh, Shabba, Ibe, Gzeh, Shabba, Ya, Ibe, Gzeh, Shabba, Ibe, Gzeh, Shabba, Ibe, can ask. Ma'ale, Meluyim, Shekhen, Karben, Tzibar. You know why Meluyim, because of the Karben, Tzibar, Tzibar, Yer, and Masas, Chataz, Va'oil, Vashlamim, he went down, the Kul, and Shal, Tzibar, is also a communal carbon, because Tzib, Chul, Tzibar, Tzibar, Chedish, Havaz, Chedish, Tzib, Havaz, Chedish, and Mechel, Chedish, Hakim, Bu, Hoya, Yem, Shmini, Meluyim, the Eidim, Meluyim, Kitanya, Zayd, Oilam, Oisa, Yem, Not, Lasar, So the Nosson says, they don't need to say Shavuot, should the Perchel exert Shavuot, my still be Kesha, because he shlugged the Shavuot, he brings the Kesha. He's saying, if you look at Shavuot, then you wouldn't know Duchling every day. It would be limited only to Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, he brings the Hekesha. Just like he could do it, so to Bonav. Lift, like Tikshah Su, you can't ask any more Shekhen Kohen Gadol, the Eimah Shivin al Hekesh. You can't ask any questions, because you don't ask questions on the Hekesh. What about Gzeh Shavuot? This is what the Hekesh teaches us, that Bonim is the same thing. Another passage we said before. Which name? Maybe means the way we say it. Shmi, my private name. Can everywhere never can the somewhere shmi place my name. And never Lahan says later on that the place that I chose the base of Migdish, I'm choosing it lost some shmi. Sure, I'm putting my name there. Malahala base of Chida. Look over there. The base of Chida. Afkan base of Chida. Over here also the base of Migdish. Rabbi Yoshi says, and so you don't need that. Harehu I'm bechol mokum askesh me any place that I make you mention my name Ovilecha will come to you bechol mokum. So they mean everywhere in the whole world. And mikra them aside, so the pasuk should be turned around bechol mokum asher Ovilecha v'raticha and every base of makers that I will come to you and bench you sham askesh me they mention my correct name. Heichen Ovilecha v'raticha where will I come and bench you the base of chida a different base of makers sham askesh me the base of chida says Rashi. Every place that comes, didn't mention a name. In a loud voice. Koram doesn't necessarily mean a loud voice, it means in a sweet voice or a hushy voice. Maybe you can whisper. People will talk. The rule is lishnayim koinim. If you have two koinim, you say koinim. And if they don't come up, they're over naved. Abel echad and koinim koinim to a single person, you don't say koinim shenamar. Amri lehem in plural lishnayim. So therefore, a single coin is not even a bird if he doesn't go up because he's not called. Rashi l'shnayim koyde koinim kishy yeshem shnei koinim. A two koinim levorich shliach tzibur kishy gama bichadom. When he finishes the bichadom, koyde oisin koinim. He invites them. He calls them koinim. And hoyv chipneim. They turn their faces. Why they turn their faces? Shaho you have fulchim atzalateva. Lechat chilu they're facing the arden lis balul to daven like everybody else. Does that mean lekam and yidot v'nechash dey brocha zu? So they daven like everybody else facing them. So that means the only person who can be a chaz is dafka koin and not a yisrael. One of them. He should be one of them. As Horazu have kainim is here. It's only kainim. Hilchas Kavos the Baye that only two people say kainim. But the less Hilchas Kavos the Chizal. Allah is not going to Chizal and Yisrael can be the Chazan. Says what about Simon Metav LeBracha Duchem Avoy Dei Kedem Nakin and Bagol. Omer Bishem Levi. Men Ayin Kedem Bracha Zav Lechus Kedem Hanu Leibish Desires the Bracha of Kainim. Shnei Metzed V'Som Shmi Aben Yisrael. I will place my name on the Eden when the Avodachem and I will agree with you and bench the Eden. My name will go to the Eden only if you bench these brachos. I'll put my name on the people. So therefore, we're doing it because Eivishter wants it. Any coin that benches, he will be benched as well. Not for the pasuk. But if he doesn't refuse the bench, he won't be benched. So therefore, that's how we know. Look, Rashi. What about Vani Avorachem? The Ilo Vani Avorachem is not referring to the koinim. The Eden, I Yisrael koin. Can I be kiv? The Melech Treif is lamad the brachel Yisrael pi koinim pi agmur. It's the Eibush's brachel that's going through the koinim to the Eden. Loi lamad nukesh roim Vani Avorachem. Habayim a koinim brachel so the koinim bench Eden. The Kesh brachel mask on Yodim. The Eibush agrees. So I know a coin get benched as well. Any coin does not go to duchen is over b'shloisha. I say over three avedis. Koi sevarachu. You should say you should bench and he's refusing. Amar lehem, tell them there's some mishmi and I should place my name. Rav Amar Rav says choishi if a coin does not go up to Aliyah, we'll worry. Chema ben grush mechalutzi. Maybe he's not a valid coin. He's the son of a divorcee or the son of a chalutzi. Lay pligi depends. Hard to solid the problem. Sometimes he goes up. Obviously, he's not a ben gurush. Otherwise, we never go up. He said, he's a proper coin, just too lazy, and he's over three avedas. Hard to lay solid prokim. If he never goes up, then we see, assume there's a ben gurush. Rashi the prokim bechagim emaidim and chagim prokim means only on major occasions. Yeah. Any coin that doesn't go up when they say it, say shuv ein oile forfeited his chance. Shnemar says by yisa arnes yadavlam when he lifts his hand by yivorechem by yerem ases achatas vayoile v'hashlamim he went down in the middle of the avoda. By yered ases achat vayoile v'hashlamim mal halam avoid during the avoda I've come by avoid in the middle of the avoda. Rashi. Before he concludes the sefer, so if he doesn't, it's too late. He can't go up later. By koinim, the Yerma says Alma ba'oid avoid the biyodim beidach. While he was doing the avoid, the Yerma says then he went down. Alma hashto the gomer. Now he concludes. Ain't it's not so. Rabami Rabasi sulki. Rabami Rabasi they went up after avoid. See more answers. Rabami Rabasi me kara v'akri karaya. As soon as they said it, say they were lifted their feet to walk. But they didn't get there until we came to Kainim. That's all right, as long as they started. Baisha said, if they didn't start walking, I will. If he started walking, then it's all right. From the original place. They were far away from the place where the Kainim stood. They didn't arrive there at the Gomra Bichas Aveda till they reached the end of Aveda. With Nanami, we also learned, it says over there that if somebody's a chazan, he shouldn't answer amen after the koinim because he'll get mixed up where he's up to. But if he's the only koin, he shouldn't duchen as well because he'll get mixed up and come back to. But if he knows where he's davening and he has no problem, then he could duchen. Nanami learned, im hafta chosesh and he's kapav, if he's very secure, that he knows he can duchen and yet the chazal philosophy go back to the davening, being the baal tefillah, the shay is allowed to. The Havina, but we ask a question. Hello, Oka, you just said that if a person doesn't move towards the Aron, he shouldn't be duchening. So, how can the Chazan duchen? So, we answer the Nod Purcha must be that he moved slightly forward. Hachanami the Oka Purta. If he moves slightly forward, that's good enough. Now, she's Nanami learned the Brachas, Imhif to Chazadesh, this is what it says in the beginning. If you're a Chazan, Layano, Amen, Achad, Akainim, you shouldn't answer Amen. If they had Tidu, because you all mixed up, Im ancient Kaina, who is only Kaina, he says, Kapa, we shouldn't duchen, Shalit, Tit, Night, we shouldn't get all mixed up. He's guaranteed he'll be all right. He goes back. He moves slightly. Sufficient. As long as you lifted one of your feet, to walk to the platform, is good enough. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says. If you give someone the bench and he has to give brachas to the balabayis, you should not give it only to somebody who's a very generous person with their money. Shenemet says, only a guy who's generous knows how to give a proper blessing. Because he normally is generous, gives from his own food to ladal to poor people. Be blessed, a yevorech, he should be the one blessing, because he understands what it means to bless. Someone who hates money, he doesn't respect money that much because he's very generous. How do you know that even birds recognize somebody who is stingy and frugal and won't even want to partake in the food? It says, this for naught. Zayrash is putting in seeds inside a net. In the eyes of all the birds, you want to catch them, but they won't go because they can recognize that you're stingy. They don't eat. First, is talking about Sariyain, net of Ladam. We're talking about those who are stingy. Kolhanyu, Kornim, to all the fortunes are fine. Kichinim, Zayrash, Lashon, Yezayr, throwing on the Veyu. They're throwing it for no reason into the Gophers. This is the common practice of the trappers. Lizards, chitim, besoidim, bereshin, they supplant wheat and barley inside the nets. Kadeshi, vayayifaz lechol, in order the birds are coming in. Ve'el, tzorayin, chinam, abdim, bezainas. And these people who are stingy are losing their food for no reason. Shazorim, bereshtem, and you come back on the place into the nets in the eyes in front of the birds. Sha'afheim, makinim, and the birds recognize, ve'ein, nehenim, imzainas, they won't refuse to take the bait. If you go to, if somebody invites you to the house and you know that they're very reluctant to feed you and you have enjoyment, you're actually committing an aveda. It says in the pasuk, do not partake in the bread of somebody who is stingy. It says in the pasuk, shor ben nafshe kenu echo v'shtei. Just like he assesses by himself, you're eating, he'll tell you, come and eat, but he has absolutely no interest in you eating. Rashi, effective, and the way it's written is obvious, half of it is a komet, it's shor, so half of it is a komet and half is a pasach, and the crop is underneath, is as if this person who is eating made it, as if he's assessing that this person, since the person actually wants to give him food. He's constantly assessing, the guy is stingy, he's constantly measuring how much bread you're eating. If you eat in a stingy person's house, you're actually committing two sins. The pasuk of Al-Tilcham shouldn't eat bread, and also the pasuk of Al-Tisav shouldn't follow to their taste. You know why Egla Rufa, why somebody was found dead in between two cities, is because people were stingy. Shnemar says, but onu the Dayanim have to say, have to answer what I'm going to say, Yodin L'shav Chos Adam, that we're innocent, we didn't spill this innocent blood. Chi Oli Beinu, you think we even thought for a minute that they're the ones who caused it? What we're saying is, it didn't happen that he came to us and we sent him away from the city, and we didn't make sure that he had food, and we let him go. What do you mean? He definitely gave him food, because if he didn't give him food, it's quite possible that he was walking on the road very hungry, saw another person walking, tried to steal some food, another person got angry and killed him, and that's what caused this whole thing to happen. So we're at fault. We didn't see him, we didn't let him go without escorting him. Had we seen him, we definitely would have escorted him. Rashi, patron, but the mezainis claim, but the mezainis hutzach, he needed food, lohi, didn't have, but roi echonos, the mezainis, he saw somebody, another person, traveler, a fellow traveler who had food, bolo, chait from him, and he came and said, grab it from him, lohin is an oven, and he had no choice because he was starving, and the other person who was being robbed, harga, killed him, or below levaya, chabur, without sending him an escort to make sure that he's safe. The entire shul is made up of kainim, and they all go to duchen. They all, lamim of achas, who are they going to bench? The brethren in the field who cannot. What do you mean the brethren in the field? We know, those people who couldn't be bothered to go to shul, ainim b'chal bracha, are not included in the bichas kainim, like kasha. The reason why they're not coming to shul, because they have no choice, they're out there working. If people had a choice, then they're not included. Rashi shibasadas. They have no choice, they have to work. They cannot come. Loyal Nisi means they're standing already in shul, but Achayde Kainim, they're behind the Kainim. Loyal Nisi, nobody puts them in this corner. If they don't think it's important enough, significant enough to stand in front of the Kainim. Ponim. Like we learned before, that you have to be face to face. Hilchach Einam Bechwa Brochim, not included. Ponim. But if they're honest because of the work, that's enough a reason to be considered an honest. And they are included. Even a place called the house of Shechudi, basic Knesset Shechula Koinim, if they're all Koinim, not all of them are Koinim, but not all of them Duchen, Miktsas and Oilin, Miktsas and Oinam, and some of them behave as if they're the congregants, and some of them behave as a Koinim. Like Kasha, Hodish Taiba says there's 10 people left in the shul, then the number of Koinim go up, and the Koinim stay behind. Hodish Taiba says there's no 10 people left, and they don't. Name a place. Ishtaybe sada miktsasan oil duchen vasada oin and enter. I mean, Ishtaybe said no 10 people left. Choshev levracha lechadai. Now choshev for to have a bracha is only less than 10. Hilcha kulan oilin levorchen lechem. So they begging all them go up and who are the benching the people in the fields. Gufel me asked Tana Abba Breda Rabbi Yamachia Am Shachayri Koinim Eim Bechal Bracha. You just said the people behind the Koinim are included. Pshita, that's for sure. If you have tall people standing in the front line and short people in the behind and they cannot see the koinim, obviously there's no interruption there and the koinim's brachas go directly to them. Teva, if the omid for the chazan is in between the koinim and the people, again, it's not hefsik. What about mechitza? There's a little a wall. Mai. Is that considered a divider or not? Toshma, no, Shema Levi, I feel mechitza basil, even a metal wall, einam mafsekes ben Yisrael avim shemaim, does not intersect between the Eden and the Eivishter. Rashi, Adichi, Ape, Gutzel, and Musa, Ben Koinim, Yeiz, Bechal, Brocha, Koinim, Ben Kul, Brocha, the Im Kain, Ein, Lodov, the Seif. There's no end, because every shul has different building furniture that can block people.